Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel, not to our panel discussion, our discussion with Sean Stone. I'm having a rough morning, Sean. I'm having computer issues, just my own stupidity. So
I know that feeling.
I'm trying to come out of the wreckage. So welcome.
Yeah, I wondered why the panel just fled from here, like they were fleeing something.
They had had enough. They had enough. Good morning. It's great to see you. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent, tells us what's happening on area stages and screens. And his list is on our website, but you're going to hear it right now in live stereo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where would you like to begin? What have you seen?
I saw a lovely documentary called Where's My Roy Cohn? And, of course, Roy Cohn.
You know, the lovelier question, than Roy Cohn.
Yes. The question was, of course, asked by our president, because Roy Cohn was his lawyer, until he got AIDS and Donald Trump dumped him, because he's that kind of guy. Roy Cohn, he started out his career with Joe McCarthy in the 50s and became progressively even more evil, if that's possible. And the documentary lays out his place in American politics and New York City power structure. And I learned some things I didn't know. He's the one that got John Anderson the liberal nomination for president as a third party in 1980.
With Walter Mondale and Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, he did that to help Ronald Reagan. There's this long history of these strange third party things that are backed by nefarious influences. It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's a fun documentary, but, you know, ultimately depressing at the end. You're like, the end, wow, that was enjoyable. It's like, oh, yeah, this is the way the world is. Thanks a lot, Roy.
Where's My Roy Cohn is the name of the documentary. Next.
Tonight at the Mehewee Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Mass., they are showing, now, they're usually the variety of classic films shown is rather thin. They get projected and you go see them. So it's interesting. Tonight at 7 o'clock, they're showing Jezebel, which was the first of the Betty Davis collaborations with William Wyler. And, it's one of those Southern pre-war dramas, but she's like a ball of fire in it. And it's got Henry Fonda and George Brent, and it's a lot of
fun. That's exciting.
Yeah. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Egg in Albany, Parsons Dance. It's part of the Dance New York series at the Egg. They're doing six works, Round My World, Hand Dance, Microburst, Nascimento, Caught, and Eight Women. The music we heard coming in is Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys. They're going to be at Helsinki Hudson Friday night at 9 o'clock. They're this really catchy blend of like Western swing and rockabilly, and they're really tight sound, really great band. Saturday at the Capitol Theater in Rome, it's three comedy teams from the golden age of comedy. The main feature is the Marx Brothers in A Night at the Opera, which really plays well on the big screen. Of all the Marx Brothers movies, most of them play well on TV. I've found A Night at the Opera doesn't play as well on TV, but it plays really well in a theater. And there's a Laurel and Hardy short and a Three Stooges short, and they're actually three very different kinds of comedy, so it's kind of fun. That's Saturday at 2:30 and 7 p.m. Saturday night at the 8th Step at Proctor's. This is in the GE Theater in Schenectady at 7:30. It's On a Winter's Night with Christine Lavin, John Gorka, Cheryl Wheeler, Patty Larkin, Cliff Eberhardt. It's the 25th anniversary of the All-Star CD On a Winter's Night.
Wow.
So they're getting the gang back together to do a concert in celebration of that. Saturday night at the Mastery Center for the Arts in the Picot Recital Hall at the College of St. Rose in Albany, it's the Dallas Brass, and that's going to be a mix of classical and pops and patriotic music. Saturday night at 8 o'clock in Mass Mocha's Club B10 in North Adams, Mass., it's Marcel Davies Lashley's one-woman show, Liberian Girl in Brooklyn. This is a combination of theater, song, and dance. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's the Russian Ballet Theater's lavish production of the ballet Swan Lake. As I heard the music coming into the panel this morning, it's Patty Griffin is going to be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. with Rose Cousins opening. Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, the Art and Politics film series kicks off at the Clark Art Institute with Agnes Varda's The Gleaners and I. And there's a bunch of new movies, all of which are a little strange. Midway, it's a World War II movie. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have.
It's a lot of CGI and a lot of weird, bad contemporary dialogue in the trailer. I don't know if that means it's going to be bad or good, but doesn't
I think you've already put your money down on the on the table for that one.
Then we have Last Christmas, the first out of the gate in the Christmas romance sweepstakes with Emilia Clarke. It has a previously unreleased George Michael song on the soundtrack.
Very interesting. A holiday-related George Michael song?
Or I don't believe so, just something he recorded in his last session.
Okay. All right.
Then there is another movie I'm just puzzled by. It's called Dr. Sleep.
That's the follow-up to the Shining.
And the movie's longer than Kubrick's The Shining.
Okay.
Which seems like an odd choice. The poster is Ewan McGregor sort of looking through a broken door like Nicholson did, but he looks lost. Like he's where am I? So yeah. I don't know what to get from
and,
that.
And he's playing the son.
Ah. Well, I guess that fits then.
Yeah. The novel is great. As was The Shining, of course.
Right.
But and then the movie really had nothing to do with the book of The Shining.
Which is why King hated it.
That's right. And now I don't know whether, because my understanding is that the movie is more faithful to the original movie than it is to the new book. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
They certainly went all in on the carpeting.
Yes. Well, that's they said they tried to get down to the pinpoint of the bottles on the shelf to make it look like Kubrick. We'll see what happens. I haven't helped you out in being puzzled, have I?
And here's another one that's puzzling me. The movie coming out at this time, Playing with Fire. It's a comedy about firemen with children and wildfires in California.
Oh, John Cena's in that movie.
Yeah, it seems like odd timing, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mention this because I was in Manhattan last weekend and I'm walking down the street and I see a big thing for that and there's fire shooting out of and I think, well, that's odd because if you look over at the ABC building, they're showing video of actual fire.
Right.
And over here it's like a fun kid comedy.
Seems like I would have waited a couple of months.
Maybe wait till the
rainy season in Los Angeles. Yeah, because you can imagine what that's like. There's got to be displays like that in L.A. too.
I bet it's not doing well there. Yes. Okay. And that's called Playing with Fire.
And then Pain and Glory, which is Pedro Almodovar's latest. It looks sort of wistful, looking back on his life, fictionalized. Certainly doesn't seem as demented as his more recent movies, which have been really like horror movies. So this one looks more gentle.
All right. We'll go with gentle.
Yeah.
In these times, we'll take gentle. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. You can see his entire list by going to our website. It's WAMC.org, WAMC.org/roundtable, and see the list there. Sean, always a pleasure. Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner on WAMC.